Exclusive, MAGA Incorporated's Alex Pfeiffer showcases stark contrast between unity of Republicans and Democrats. By Hannah Knudsen on July 20, 2024. Republicans are far more united as a party than Democrats. Alex Pfeiffer with the pro-Trump super PAC MAGA Incorporated said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, showing a contrast between the two. "Well, the great thing, Matt, is to juxtapose what's happening on both sides," Pfeiffer said during the appearance on the show, 2 days after the conclusion of the historic Republican National Convention. He pointed out that unity at the convention was clearly demonstrated by the mere fact that former President Donald Trump's primary opponents stood up behind Trump after their heated primary race. "On our side, at our convention, we had Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, both opponents in a tough primary, and they came out. And they made the forceful case for why America needs a second Trump term," he explained. "And then, right after the debate, the convention, Utah Governor Spencer Cox, who's been a critic of President Trump, he released a letter he sent to President Trump and said he's going to be supporting President Trump. So, every wing of our party is united behind President Trump and our mission to make America great again," he said before laying out the current reality for Democrats. "As there is infighting over ousting President Joe Biden following his poor debate performance against Trump in late June. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. On the other side of the aisle, we have, you know," according to the New York Times reporting, "Joe Biden stewing at his Delaware beach house. Upset that Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi are scheming behind his back to force him to drop out of the race," he said. "You have, you know, Chuck Schumer going to visit with Biden and telling him to drop out. You have all these Democrats firing on their presumptive nominee," he said, marveling that it is coming apart at the seams. "And one question that needs to be asked of these Democrats tomorrow, when they go on the big Sunday shows, is if you're saying Joe Biden needs to drop out of the race, then how can he stay in office?" he asked, noting that Representative Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, revealed that Biden did not recognize him at a recent event. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Alex Pfeiffer, July 20, 2024. The strong implication there from Moulton was that Joe Biden has dementia, and Moulton has only called for Joe Biden to drop out of the race. "He's fine with the dementia patient being in office until January 2025, he continued. "These Democrats need to answer for why they are calling on him to drop out yet are fine with him finishing out his term," he added. "I don't know if Joe Biden's going to stay in, or he's going to drop out. It seems only he knows it, but, as long as he stays in, it looks like you're going to have this sort of Obama-Pelosi orchestrated effort of the drip, drip of statements. And we're laser-focused on the objective," he said, pivoting to Republicans. "I don't know if you've seen the video, the videos online, or your viewers have, but go on Twitter, if you have one. The lines in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right now for the first joint Trump fans rally are insane," he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.